One more question about bevacizumab, which is, what do you think we're going to see in terms of adjuvant trials? How soon, and what are they going to show when we finally get it done?
Well, there's an ECOG pilot trial with bevacizumab that is looking primarily at safety issues that will involve a little over 200 patients, which will be opening, we hope, in the very near future, certainly within the next few months. Our strong belief is that given adequate safety data in the adjuvant setting, which we hope to have within 12 to 18 months, that we'll be able to go directly to a large phase 3 trial that will probably, at least in its initial design, will be a straight-up comparison of chemotherapy versus chemotherapy with bevacizumab. And that, based on past experience, ought to accrue pretty well and fairly quickly. So we could easily be at ASCO 5, 6, 7 years from now and have another exciting session like we had yesterday.
I wonder also, given the fact that for the adjuvant trastuzumab studies that we're going to talk about, at least in North America, we ended up combining the trials of two groups, which
yes.
had its own problems. Do you think that the next generation of trials like this, for example, adjuvant bevacizumab, we're going to all get on the same page, have one trial for the entire continent?
Well, we'll see. There are, of course, many questions you could ask in the adjuvant setting with bevacizumab regards to combination, what combination you use from a chemotherapy standpoint, what duration questions you ask, and those may end up requiring more than one trial. Clearly, we're going to need more than one trial in the sense that we're going to need to look at both HER2-negative and HER2-positive disease with this drug in the adjuvant setting. So I'd say at a minimum, we're going to be doing two adjuvant trials in breast cancer.